Welcome back to Strength 101, the podcast where we break down fitness and nutrition into its simplest form so that you can get the results that you want. Why the hell was I howling? That's a great question, because it is applicable to what we're going to talk about today, which is going to be different. This is not fitness advice. This is not nutritional advice, at least not specifically, but this is about mentality. This is about one of my favorite things that my dad ever shared with me. Many of you probably have heard this parable before, but I'm going to read it and then I'm going to dive into some thoughts on it. And hopefully it gives you something to go off of in your life if you are somebody who is dedicated to self-improvement and is looking for ways to make your life better. Let's jump right in. One evening, an old Cherokee told his grandson about a battle that goes on inside all people. He said, "My son, the battle is between two wolves inside all of us. It is a terrible fight between the two wolves. One is evil. He is anger, envy, sorrow, regret, and greed. Arrogance, self-pity, guilt, resentment, inferiority, lies, false pride, superiority, and ego." He continued, "The other is good. He is joy, peace, love, and hope, serenity, humility, kindness, benevolence, empathy, generosity, truth, compassion, and faith. The same fight is going on inside you and inside every other person too." The grandson thought about it for a minute and then asked his grandfather, "Which wolf will win?" The old Cherokee simply replied, "The one you feed." I'll be honest with you guys, I read that and I got chills. And I got chills the first time my dad ever told me that, because it just put something into words that I think we all know and we all understand about what being a human really is. Not to get too terribly deep, but all of us have this kind of internal battle between good and evil. And it's something that doesn't get talked about a lot, and I think a lot of us have a lot of shame around it. But this parable really points out a few things. I love it so much. I was just telling Stettler, this will probably be my next tattoo, is something about the dichotomy of these two wolves. And I love this parable for several reasons. One, it points to the fact that we have both of these wolves living inside us. We are not one thing. Our personalities and tendencies are not set in stone. It hints that even the best people have darkness inside of them, and even the most seemingly evil people have good in them. If we view ourselves and others in this way, I think it allows us to have compassion for both ourselves and others. It's easy to frame certain people as bad, certain people as good, when maybe it's more realistic that a person is currently bad or currently good. I think it speaks to the fluidity of life, that there's seasons to life. In my life, there has been seasons when I fed the bad dog over and over and over again. And it wasn't a conscious awareness, but rather a feeling of being swept along by a strong wave in the ocean. A momentum, a feeling of, I fed the bad dog. And the next time it was easier to feed the bad dog, and easier and easier. I've spoken with family members about a time in the past when I was in my early 20s, I was bartending and I just wasn't making very good decisions. And they've told me that they just simply didn't like who I was at that time. Now, they didn't write me off. They didn't shame me, but they were hopeful that I would start to feed the good dog again. And I'm very glad that they saw it that way. I'm glad they had compassion for what I was going through and that they understood that I wasn't bad for going through a troubling time. It allowed them to have patience and hope that I would right my own ship, which is sometimes all we need from others to believe that we can bring ourselves back to the light. This parable also hints that the outcome of this fight between the two wolves is actually in our control. We get to decide which wolf we feed. We can feed the good wolf and starve the evil wolf, or we can feed the evil wolf and starve the good wolf, and that power is in our hands. Now, this is not to say that it's easy. These are difficult decisions, and awareness of which wolf you are feeding can seem next to impossible, especially when your life is busy and stressful. And so as I was writing this and thinking about it, I'm like, well, what does it mean to feed one wolf and starve the other? Well, I think that this comes from controlling our thoughts, our actions, and our speech, because the way we think, the way we speak, and the way we act is always one block in building a wall of habits. If we speak horribly about a person, we're gossipy, judgmental, or just downright mean, we're more likely to do it again. That's not to say that you must be perfect. If we get angry and allow our anger to lash out at others, that could just be one time, but it's also more likely that it'll happen again. Now, that's not to say that we must be perfect out of fear that we'll feed the bad wolf and completely lose control. Instead, I think of it kind of like momentum, like I described the wave earlier. On any given day, we are going to have feelings crop up from the evil wolf. Jealousy, anger, resentment. And if we indulge them and linger in them, we feed that wolf. We can starve that wolf by realizing our tendency to indulge and focusing on the exact opposite. A good example of this is, let's say I go to Starbucks and the Starbucks employee gets my order wrong. Infuriating, right? Now, we could think that they're a fucking idiot and worthless at their job and focus on how much time they just wasted in our day. Or we could assume the opposite. Maybe that the mistake wasn't intentional. Maybe they were up late last night, worried about an important test or a sick family member. Or maybe they're simply new and they made a mistake, just like you have thousands of times in your life. Is that true? Maybe not. But you can decide to act as though it is. And it's these little decisions every hour of every day that dictate how much you feed each wolf. As you lean in one direction, that wolf gets stronger and those habits get easier. The biggest driver of which wolf you feed, in my eyes at least, has got to be the environment that you place yourself in. Trust me, I get it. If you are negatively focused, the last thing that you want is to be around a bunch of people who are happy. It's like infuriating. If you are having a hard time in life, life's stressful, it's beating you down. And I'm sitting here, guys, and I'm talking to you at 36 years old. I have a one-year-old. I have a four-year-old. I'm running a business. And there's just a lot of stressors. And sometimes you can wake up, and whether it's for an hour or a day or a week or a month or hell, even a year, you can be in a cycle of feeling bad for yourself, feeling like the world is beating you down. Your life is shitty. You are shitty. And the last thing you want is for somebody to come pat you on the back and be like, hey, like, just look on the bright side. That makes you want to punch him in the face. This is where gyms come in. This is where book clubs, you know, rec league basketball, just, I mean, you name it, going to bingo, you know, just visiting family, visiting friends. This is where all that stuff comes into play. As they say, if you hang out with five fit friends, you will become the sixth. And if you hang out with five friends that smoke, you will become the sixth smoker. We are simply the average of the five people we spend the most time with. And the empowering thing is that we get to choose what that roster looks like. So take a minute to think about it right now. Who are the five people that you spend the most time with? And that doesn't mean that you sit next to them or you see them in person every single day, but who are the five people you communicate the most with, and what does that communication look like? Are they people who complain all the time? Or are they people who are constantly telling you the wins that they have or asking you about your own wins? Are they people who, when you tell them something exciting that happened in your life, are they excited for you? Or do they kind of show that weird thing that you can kind of sense where they're kind of fake happy for you because all they're thinking about is what your success means about them and the comparison to them? Are the people that you hang out with trying to get better in life? Are they excuse makers? Do they value family? Do they value friends? Do they think the best of people or do they think the worst of them? I mean, you can make this analysis on your own, and everybody, that's the beauty of life, is everybody gets to pick, you know, what they really want to be. You may not want to be the most pure version, the most Christian Mormon version of yourself, because you may find that that's too much or not fun for you, or, you know, whatever it is. You may love to indulge a little bit in some things that other people would think are sinful. And it's your life. You get to do what the hell you want. But if you're in a place where you feel stuck in a negative loop and you feel like it's difficult to get out of it, and that evil wolf feels like it's grown so big that you're not even sure if the good wolf's there anymore. Maybe it's time not to do it yourself, and you need to find a group of people who are going to help you find and feed that good wolf again. Now, in no way am I sitting here telling you what to do. I'm 36 years old. I'm young as shit. I am just experiencing life for the first time, just like everybody else. All I know is that when things have gotten really hard for me, understanding that it's a season of life and that it likely is in my control and that it might take me a while, but I'm probably going to come out of it, and that spending time around people that I really enjoy and that have the life that I want is what's going to get me there, has helped me more times than not get out of those hard times. I mean, I've gone down the path of drinking too much and bartending and being around some really sleazy people. And it was removing myself from that, at that time, removing myself, breaking up with my girlfriend, moving to a different town even, and just spending time at work for a while with some really positive people. It really helped me get out of that. And then every once in a while, you meet somebody who seems awesome, but deep down they're really negative, and you start to get pulled in that direction again. But just remember that you're in control. And I think life can become so cyclical and so difficult, especially when you have a lot of responsibilities, you have a career, you have a family, you have people that you got to take care of, that you can put yourself on the back burner and that you can get into some habits that you know you don't like, but you don't feel like you have control over anymore. And that's when it's important to take 5 minutes, which is what I think we should all take right now, is just take 5 minutes as soon as I'm done talking here and just think about, who are the people that I spend the most time around? Am I indulging my intrusive thoughts of negativity and greed and resentment and jealousy and just being pissed off at the world that everybody seems to be doing better than me? And how can I interrupt those thought patterns? How can I indulge the positives? Whether that's listening to this, finding positive YouTube videos, talking to people that are overwhelming positivity all the time, and double down on the time you spend on those and start looking for ways to cut the things that you know are feeding the evil wolf. I'm going to leave it there. This was a different one for us. This is the stuff I think about all the time, but I'm not really sure, honestly, if I'm the right person to be talking about it. The only way I know that, the only way I know whether any of this information is useful, is if you tell me so. And so if you're somebody that comes to the gym and you're listening to this and you found it interesting, useful, helpful whatsoever, please tell me so that I know that I can do more of this. If you have access to our Instagram, our YouTube, our TikTok, all those at Strength101, and you're like, damn, I liked that even better than the strength and nutrition stuff, send me a DM. Let me know. Because honestly, this is the type of stuff that gets me really jazzed up. It's finding ways to think about life so that I can do the things I want, be fucking happy, and help other people do the same thing. That's Strength 101. Peace out.